Hello, this is Jonathan Melville. I'm the author of Seeking Perfection, the unofficial guide to Tremors, the book that came out in 2015 on the Tremors franchise. And if you're listening to this, then you're probably a Tremors fan, and you may already know that I am the author of that book. It's been a little while since I recorded a podcast. There is another, I think, six or seven podcasts on here, all based on Tremors, interviews with the cast and crew of the Tremors movies and the TV series. And I just wanted to record this kind of brief, unplanned news type podcast to talk about the announcement today, 21st of September 2016, that there's going to be a Tremors 6. Something that I think has taken the Tremors fan community by surprise. Great surprise, really. And it was announced overnight by Michael Gross, Burt Gummer himself, on his Facebook page, who announced that it is happening, and that there will be a number six, and that Universal Studios Entertainment announced to him that it's going to happen. He mentioned on his Facebook post that he can't divulge too many secrets, but that he and Jamie Kennedy, who starred alongside him in Tremors 5, and Tremors 5's director, Don Michael Paul, will return for the film. As I say, it took people by surprise. I'd heard rumblings about a potential film, but then again, you know, there are lots of rumours about Tremors and various films that might be in production. It's a bit of a surprise, I think, because we had to wait many years between Tremors 4 and Tremors 5 coming out. We had Tremors 4 in 2004. Tremors 4 in 2004 and Tremors 5 in 2015. And so less than a year since Tremors 5 came out, we've had the announcement of a new film. And usually, back in the old days, back in the Stampede days, more of which in a moment, we had to wait years in between films. So, yeah, for this to come along so quickly is quite a surprise. I mentioned there the Stampede years, as I'm calling them. As readers of the book will know, and if you've read my blog posts at tremorsguide.com or Facebook posts, we have a situation where the original creators of Tremors, Steve Wilson, S.S. Wilson, and Brent Maddock, who both co-created and wrote the original Tremors movie, and who both collaborated on the scripts for the first three sequels. So Tremors 2, Aftershocks, Tremors 3, Back to Perfection, and Tremors 4, The Legend Begins, and oversaw Tremors the series back in 2003. They are not involved, well, they weren't involved with Tremors 5. So I go into detail on that in the book. And I don't know, it's maybe not worth going into detail again here, but basically they had an opportunity to come back for Tremors 5, but what they were offered wasn't really very fitting for the creators of this franchise. And all this is in a statement that they released a year or two ago, and that's in the book and on the blog, but basically, they weren't allowed any creative control, even though the script that Tremors 5 was based on was originally their script, and it was adapted by John Welpley into something quite different. So we had the situation where Tremors 5 came out, and it really was something quite new, which is kind of apt because Tremors 5 itself, not to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but it was set in Africa. And it introduced a whole new, how would we put it, so not to spoil it, a whole new, I don't know, a new take on the Tremors, on the Graboids and the Tremors mythology. Basically kind of stating this is not your father's Tremors, this is something new and different. Burt Gummer was there, Michael Gross was back, but he was really the only connection to the original movies. So to my mind, the first four films in the TV series are basically the Stampede years. Stampede Entertainment being the production company that made the films and the series, co-produced the series. Whereas Tremors 5 was created by a different group of people. Some people, I guess, behind the scenes were involved from Universal. But yeah, basically it's a new thing. And whether you enjoyed that and whether you thought it was a faithful continuation of the franchise, or whether you maybe thought it was something quite different and maybe weren't quite as on board with that as you might like to be, well, everyone's got their own opinions. But, you know, it seems that it's been popular. Here we are now with Tremors 6 being mooted. Well, no, more than being mooted, it's happening. So something's gone right. Obviously, the DVDs and the Blu-rays have sold well. I know that Tremors 5 was on Netflix in America. In the UK, it wasn't. Still not appeared. We did have Tremors, the original Tremors, for a few months, but that's gone as well. So I'm guessing Tremors 5 has done well. And this is being rushed into production. At the same time, we've had news over the last few months that Kevin Bacon is returning to the world of Tremors in a TV series, a mini-series, which, although it doesn't seem to be in production yet, it is being developed, as far as I can understand, with Amazon Studios, in collaboration with, I believe, Blumhouse Productions, the horror studio. And Kevin Bacon has stated, as he mentioned in the book, and he's mentioned in a few interviews since the book came out, he's really keen to return to the role of Val McKee. And yeah, he wants to bring Tremors back as a TV series. He wants to ignore the sequels and go straight to jump ahead 25 years, 26 years, maybe 27 years by the time the TV series comes out, and see what's happened to Val McKee, his character from the first film. It does sound, as he has stated, he doesn't want to do a Tremors 6 or 7 or 8, so I'm guessing the Burt Gummer version of the sequels will just be ignored, and we'll have a brand new universe. So we're kind of at this strange point where we now potentially have two new versions of Tremors, both of which are going off in their own directions, kind of splintering off different factions, both of which, it would appear, are going to ignore, each one's going to ignore the other one. And that is quite a curious place to be in. Back in the early 2000s, we did have the situation where Tremors 4 was put into production at the same time as Tremors the series was being made. And I guess, yeah, once again, there were different parts of Universal Studios had different rights to different parts of the franchise and decided to do different things with it. That did affect the TV series because Michael Gross couldn't be in a few episodes. And it also took away some of the creative, the creators from one of them to go off to work on the other one. So it all got into a bit of a mess, and all of that is detailed in the book, and you can read a bit more about what happened that time. This time, it's a slightly different situation because Maddock and Wilson are not involved, and different people have decided to do different things. Now, I have no insight into why this is happening. I haven't reached out to anyone at Universal Studios to ask what is happening. I don't know if they would tell me. When I was working on the book, that was before Tremors 5 had been announced. So I was kind of working with a dormant/dead franchise when I started writing Seeking Perfection. And people were quite candid and happy to talk about what had happened 20 years before. And when Tremors 5 was announced, that kind of changed a little bit. And I, to be honest, I haven't pushed anyone for details or interviews about Tremors 5 because it was still quite soon after it had been released, or when I was writing the book, the film was, Tremors 5 was still in production. So I didn't think anyone would talk to me anyway. So I don't really know any more than anyone else at the moment. I'm sure there's lots of speculation. I wonder why the series is the film is happening so quickly. I wonder if that will affect the series. Will the TV guys maybe think twice about it, or will they still push on and produce it? It's quite an odd world we live in when we go from having four Tremors films just a few years ago to now having, in 2016, Tremors 5 in existence, Tremors 6 on the way, and a potential Amazon miniseries, and who knows, maybe more Tremors movies. So, strange times for Tremors fans, and exciting. Also just a little bit daunting, wondering what people are going to do with it. I've been quite vocal in my support for the original creators, Stampede Entertainment, Steve Wilson, Brent Maddock and Nancy Roberts, who were involved through every iteration of the original franchise. Partly because they were very helpful with the book and I got to know them a little bit and found out, you know, these weren't just guys who were out to make a quick buck. And it wasn't them who originally wanted to make the sequels, it was Universal who came to them. And when they were offered the opportunity to continue their creation, they tried their best to make the films enjoyable, make the fans enjoy the films and keep things, honour the past really, and honour the fans. And the films were made on a shoestring budget with care and love and attention. And I think that shows, even though the budgets were low. So, you know, speaking to those guys and knowing why they did what they did and how things came about, I can see, and also speaking to people who worked with them and who talked about what it was like working on those low budget sequels and what things were like behind the scenes. And also just hearing their passion as well in the last few years, interviewing them and speaking to them about how they wanted to continue the franchise. They wanted to do Tremors 5. They wrote a script and they also tried to get the rights back from Universal a few times. And we nearly had Tremors 5 quite a few times over the years, but they didn't come to pass. So I've been quite vocal in just saying, I do think it's a mistake not to involve them at all. I think not inviting them aboard to consult, to offer their expertise on what Tremors is. Tremors is it's a difficult thing to get right. You know, it's a horror, it's a sci-fi, it's comedy, it's part Western. Usually there's some romance in there. And that's a real difficult combination to get right. You're juggling lots of different tones. And to juggle those and to get it right is very difficult. And when you watch the TV series back in the early 2000s, you see some people struggled with that. Some people who didn't know Tremors, didn't have that kind of Tremors knowledge and knack of writing, of getting that tone right. They didn't get it right, as I say. I'm repeating myself here, but if you don't know Tremors, if you don't know the worms, you don't know the worms. And to think that you can just take that concept, and that it's an easy concept to get. Hey, it's worms, giant worms in the desert, a bit of humour, and Michael Gross, that's all you need, or Kevin Bacon. I think that's a mistake. But hey, that's just my personal opinion. I do wish everybody luck with the new productions, for what it's worth. I think it's great that Michael Gross is getting to play Burt Gummer again. That's a role he was born to play. Whatever you think of the films, or any of the films or the TV series, Michael Gross is the linchpin. He is Tremors, let's face it. Michael Gross, he couldn't play Burt Gummer badly if he tried. So to see him back on the screen, excited, I'm sure he's excited. He seems to be excited on Facebook, and I'm sure he wouldn't be doing it if he didn't want to, doesn't have to, then that's great. And I'm really, good luck to Michael Gross, and good luck to everyone involved. I hope it goes well. And the same with the TV series. You know, although I have my doubts about who's involved or who's not involved, I still wish them luck. And I hope it is amazing. I hope it is Tremors, and I hope it's brilliant, and I hope it's exciting, and I hope people watch it, that fans watch it, fans who've been there since the beginning, come along and support it. And I hope that it finds a whole new generation of fans. So, you know, I hope that happens. If I had any advice, if anyone asked my advice, which they won't, I'm sure, hey, I wouldn't ask for my advice. But that advice would be, yeah, give Brent Maddock and Steve Wilson and Nancy Roberts a call. I have no guarantee they'd speak to them, but I would like to think they would. And help out, but hey. Anyway, that's really all I wanted to say. This is kind of just off the cuff, my initial thoughts on the news of Tremors 6. I'd be interested to hear your views. It'd be great if you wanted to come and let me know on Twitter, which is just Tremors Guide. Nearly forgot there. Tremors Guide, all one word, on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's just the same. It's facebook.com/TremorsGuide. Or come to the website at TremorsGuide.com. And I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on Tremors 6, on Tremors the new series, on Tremors 5, any aspect of the Tremors world. Please let me know. And I will try and get back with a proper episode of the podcast soon. I have admittedly not published one in a little while. If you would like to hear more, if you'd like me to dig into my archive of Tremors interviews and find some new, or rather old, interviews that I took, that I did for the book, then please let me know and I will do my best to produce something. So anyway, in the meantime, I will leave you in peace, and if anything else, if I hear more Tremors news, then I'll do my best to record another one of these and let you know. And if you sign up to the newsletter on the blog, then you'll get the first news as soon as I hear it. In the meantime, keep watching the ground.